Listeners be advised. The Holiloquy podcast discusses matters related to the human experience and many that are sexual in nature. Due to this, some conversations may surround triggering topics such as sexual violence, self-harm, abuse, and much more. Please be advised. A list of crisis and psychological resources will be available in the show notes of this episode. With that said, let's get started with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please, as we go through the following safety instructions.
In the event that there is a loss of cabin pressure, oxygen mask will drop from the overhead. Place the mask over your nose and mouth. Breathe normally as oxygen is flowing even if the mask is not accessible. Be sure to adjust your own mask before helping others.
Single fully.
Oh shit. I told you I was about to start it.
I always have something off the wall.
I said
I always ruin our intros. I'm sorry.
You're good. You are good. It's life. Life goes on. Anybody who's used to the podcast knows that this shit happens quite frequently.
Especially it is with what me.
It is. Huh?
Especially with me. It's like every time we record, I barely get this shit right.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good. It's life. All righty. So, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Holiloquy podcast, where we step out and speak on sexuality. This is your favorite host, Vernon T. Scott, also known as Slater Jackson, and for your freaky motherfuckers out there, Sebastian Adams. On today's episode, we will be discussing dating requirements while I get all my little stuff that I need to be pulled up that I forgot to pull up before we started. Oh my God. Yeah. You know, it's a Sunday. It's a Sunday and I need to do better. It's up now. It's up now. All right. So with me is Shane. Best friend Shane. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm pretty good. For those who do not know me, I am Shane Adams. I am a librarian. I will be in a couple months. I'll have that certification with the little stampy stamps and shit on it saying I'm an official librarian. But I'm going to say it. I'm going to manifest it because I'm almost done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a librarian, motherfuckers. Yeah.
Let these bitches know.
I am by far from the ones I met. I'm not sure what kind of people become librarians, but I am usually not the type, apparently. I am loud. I don't give two fucks about your feelings. I'm going to get my way no matter how you feel about it. And everyone else passive. I'm like, I will fight you in the corner.
Oh my. Where the beanbags are?
I don't care. I'll fight you in any corner. I don't give a damn.
Not where the beanbags are. That's the quiet place. That's
Well, that means if I throw them down the ground, they'll have a nice landing and won't hurt anybody.
Take them near the bookcases. Slam their heads on a. Well, you know, things start tumbling. Then we got a bigger.
Yeah. I'm like, I ain't trying to call it an avalanche books.
What happened to taking it to the park? You know, well, that's also very, very public.
It's hot. We're in the summer now. I'm going to beat your ass in the air conditioning. I'm sorry.
Good point. Take them to the grocery store. You know,
everything goes down there.
Go to the frozen section.
beat them with a container of ice cream.
Bitch, take this Brian's to the face.
Man, oh, I'll find the nastiest flavor. What's that damn sherbet swirl flavor that really tastes like nothing?
Oh, hold up. Don't come for sherbet.
No. It's the one that has like 18 different flavors in it. And it's like, what the fuck is supposed to be?
Oh, I haven't had that.
Mm-mm. It's like a rainbow colored sherbet or something.
Oh, so it's gay.
I have no idea. No,
we don't fuck with gays. Let me stop. Yes, I am rainbow sherbet.
I don't give a damn. I would fuck
with
it all
the way.
It low key is though. That we need to become strippers now and claim that name.
Oh shit! Okay. So we could do a couple show. You be rainbow, I be sherbet.
Ooh,
right?
Duo.
Yes. We're gonna make that happen.
Oh hell!
Coming to the stage, Rainbow Sherbet, bitch. Yeah.
Get them bright color wigs.
Okay.
Remember that game I showed you, the Kickstarter about the strippers?
Oh yes.
I still keep tabs on that motherfucker. I might buy that for real though.
Yes, we need to play it. We need to play it because I'm all here for it. You know I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. You know what? I need, if anything, I need to put that show notes for other people. Mm-hmm.
We're completely off topic.
But the thing is, we don't have anything to really talk about in this episode. There's no structure to it. It's just says freestyle. All I know is we're talking about dating requirements. But other than that, it's all
Well, dating requirements. Well, you know what? No, that's going to be part of dating requirements. If you can't click on some nonsense, why are you dating?
Oh.
You know, like we all have those nonsense thoughts. And if our partner can just click on it and run with it,
mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be serious, because let's be real, a lot of people who have like those nonsense thoughts, 9 times out of 10 they're not serious. It's just for the shits and giggles.
Look, if somebody, like for real, if a partner was just like, yeah, we're going to be starting a tour for the striptease, let's go, and I'm like, all right, bet, when we go, mm-hmm. with, like, what, sign me up for the first stop, bitch. What's up?
Yeah, like some, okay, so there's some things in, let's say, at least based in the realm of reality,
mm-hmm.
things that we can actually do physically, like shit, we should go, let's go visit every distillery in Georgia.
Ooh.
That can be a plan that you can actually do, and if y'all both click on it, that sounds fun as hell if you are with the right person. Now if you're going with an alcoholic, then I'm just gonna tell you that's a terrible idea.
I know. So someone that I'm talking to, I don't know where things are going to be. I have to put that disclaimer. I don't know how things are going to be in the future, because you know life, and we record like months in advance. One of the things that I talked about with him was like, I would love to do like a drag show together. Like, mm-hmm. both of us, like, come in, drag and just perform. Like, that will be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't done, like, anything drag-related since I was, like, Miss Raj.
Good times in life.
Oh, such good times. Oh, I look so good in a dress, too. I don't feel like shipping my beard. But anyways, dating requirements. What are some of the requirements you see for yourself when it comes to dating another person?
Like, I'm in my third, like, I'm about to enter my 30s soon. Mm-hmm. I literally have, it's a countdown at this point. Like, I don't need them to have, like, some type of life plan. Like, what they want to do, what, like, where they see themselves eventually in, like, 5 years or so. Like, I need to be an actual plan, not a thought.
Something they can take action on.
Yeah, something that they can actually make milestones for, like set reasonable like steps. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, like they want to own their own business. Okay, are you going to take some business management courses, get that certification, get that experience? And like, don't just say like, I want to do this when you have nothing to really show that you have experience with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need them to have like some type of idea of what they want and where they're trying to go.
I feel you there. I know, like, that's something that is important to me too. Like, even when it comes to initiating the dating stages, I want there to be some intentionality behind it. Like, I don't, like, yeah, I'm comfortable with going with the flow, but where's this flow leading us? Like,
yeah.
I love excitement. I love to do new things, explore new options, and find creative things for myself and my partner to do. But where exactly is the direction that we're supposedly heading to? Like, if you're a person who wants to get married, okay, what kind of wedding are you looking to plan for yourself and your future partner? Mm-hmm. Are you someone who likes kids and wants kids and all this other stuff? How many? Are you looking to adopt, surrogacy? What's going on there? So that we can at least build up and figure out what that's going to look like in our future. Like, I need direction when it comes to someone that I'm looking to date. And it's not just, well, you know, we'll figure that out when we get to that point. Bitch, no, I'm sorry.
I'm not even gonna lie. That kind of makes me a little scared.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is like you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, I feel like not that, because, you know, we're still young and everything, but it's like, there you get to a point, I don't know if it's like
directly like we're young, but at this point in our lives, we should at least have some idea what we want to at least do for our career.
Mm-hmm.
And making those steps possible.
Because I don't know if it's like as soon as I hit 25 or if it was even like 23-ish when I was just like, you know what? I've done all the crazy things. I've done all the random shit, the hookups, the study weekends and all this other stuff. But what else can I do? What is it that I want for myself? And I know like that mental blur of aging, I call it that period between 25 and 30. That's all I was focusing on is rediscovering my wants and my needs and just what I want going forward. And I think a lot of people, I don't know if they're just trying to recapture their youth, so they choose not to make have those conversations with themselves or look for direction or do things intentionally. But I don't know. I just don't know.
But there's that group of people that feel like they missed out if they didn't do those things in their youth. And it's like, did you really miss out on something? Or is it something that didn't really interest you in the moment? And just because, like, cause I know some people, they're like, compare what they did versus what their friends did. And it's like, what you and your friends did, you're two different people. It doesn't matter. Were you happy in that time frame? Why do you feel like you missed out on something? When I hear people say, I'm like, this is like some form of a midlife crisis at this point.
You
know, I'm like, I can get like feeling like you missed an experience, but to base a lot of things around it is just, I don't know. I met people who do that and it's like, well, I didn't get to do this and that. And I'm like, and your point is what? You can still do those things, but you just can't. You now have, you don't have the carefree responsibilities that people in their younger years did. We used to do wild shit back in the day. We were in the beginnings of our careers. We didn't care. We're like, we're young, wild, and free. Now we actually have to do some thinking. It's like, you know, if I do this and I get caught, when I get fired, will I lose my job for this?
No, but really. And I love that you mentioned the midlife crisis. And I think a lot of people, like, I remember
we're a bit young for midlife crises, but
I remember the phrase a quarter life crisis, and that's something that I feel like we don't talk about enough.
Because a quarter life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think many young adults go through that and don't realize that they're going through that. And some people just stay within that until they hit a midlife crisis. And then it's just like, oh my God, too much shit is weighing on me.
And then it becomes other people's fault. And it's like, no. You're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Pull up those big boy, big girl panties and handle it like an adult. But we both know people personally that can't do that. Even tell, I know people who are way older than me who can't do that. Accountability.
Girl, don't get me started on accountability. You know I could go on 18 hours on this subject alone. Like,
yeah. Like, I don't know what it is about accountability, but some people, it's like they're allergic to it.
Girl.
Like, I'm like, this point in our life, like, I'll understand, like, there are some circumstances that are far outside of other people's control. That's completely different. But if it's about you wanting to have an experience, what was stopping you? Like, what's stopping you now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm not saying like you have to go out tomorrow and get it done, but why can't you make plans to get it done?
Yeah.
Now, if it's something outright destructive, I'm not going to encourage that. No, like if you just wanted to go travel the world, that's feasible. That's doable. But if you're out here like, I never got to try a drug, don't start now.
Low-key, I might be one of those people just like, you know, I never tried cocaine and I might as well give it that one hit. That one hit.
It's like, don't do it.
But at least from what I hear, you could do cocaine and just be fine. But I would not pull up out of nowhere like, hey, you know what? I should go ahead and try meth. Bitch, meth? Meth.
Yeah, well, you gotta be careful with cocaine Crystal. Nowadays. It's being laced with things, but
oh, true. That's true. Yeah, I can't see it. I missed the wave of all the drugs.
The Holiloquy podcast focuses on the variability of sexual expression. When it comes to sexual expression, we often depend on pornography to illustrate how one must perform sexually. For those who have not learned this by now, the stuff you see in porn is not real. Pornography provides a singular perspective of sexual expression that is not often the reality we see during our own sexual encounters. The Holiloquy podcast is a conversation that takes you outside of the compressed box of what many know about sex. Some of the topics we discuss includes kinks, condom usage, status disclosure, and past sexual experiences. The Holiloquy podcast steps out on sexual norms and recognizes that the norm is not the only normal. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
Like, hey, you know what? I should go ahead and try meth. Bitch, meth? Meth.
Yeah, well, you gotta be careful with cocaine Crystal. Nowadays. It's being laced with things, but
oh, true. That's true. Yeah, I can't see it. I missed the wave of all the drugs. Everything like, these days.
I actually heard someone say, like, I never gotta try a drug. Why are you interested? Why the hell is this a thought? Like, why?
I would say it's because in our society, doing drugs is glamorized. It's fancy. It's sexy.
I'll definitely give you that one. You're not wrong at all. It's ridiculous how, like, drugs are pushed more than they were when we were kids.
Girl, more than books all the time. Like, even when it comes to those sexy scenes, oh, I love a good 1920s film, to be real. But, like, in those scenes where you have the sexy people in the cigarette smoking and you're just like, yes. Or after sex.
Mm-hmm. They're just laying in bed with that post-sex cigarette.
Like, all these things you just associate with, oh, I guess I need to smoke after sex. I need to smoke where I'm out in public. I need to be sexy and smoking and all these things. It's just
well, at least back in that time, it was just cigarettes.
True.
Nowadays, there are drugs. I'm like, why is this drug so fucking glamour? Like, I'm getting tired of hearing about Molly and Lean and Percocets.
Not the perks, but yes.
Those are the only three drugs I really hear about, but there's far more, but those are the three that always come up in songs.
Because you can listen to that rap music.
The artists themselves don't even do the drugs.
No, of course not.
It's like, why the hell you put in your song? I can't remember what artist. Was it Future or Young? It was Future or Young Thug. Mm-hmm. Is a Young Thug in jail right now?
I believe so. Who's not in jail?
I can't remember, but either way it goes, I think it was either Future or Young Thug talking about, like, they put a lot of drugs in their songs. On the phone, they never even touched a drug. But either way, it's not just them. It's a lot of rappers. It's a lot of rappers that rap about drugs, but never in their life even thought about or touched one.
And, you know, it's because the way that music is it's a marketing ploy. That's all. It's to tell you this is what you need to do to be successful. This is what you need to do to be this certain identity. This is what you need to do to be accepted. All these things. This is what you have to do in order to have fun. And that's what it is. That's most music. Like, that's like when back in the days, if anybody watched any shows from the 50s, like I Love Lucy, the biggest show that was on TV during its time, where Sis is really getting abused in her relationship. Let's be real about that. But like, that is what a happy relationship is about. You oughta what? Slap this bitch 18 more times, motherfucker? Like, all these. Like, this is what the relationships are supposed to be. And you see an uptick in abuse going on during this time because you have to control these bitches. Sorry, y'all, if you was offended by that. Whoever
control these bitches.
But you know, that's the mindset. That was it. You have to control the women. So, AI.
If you ain't using violence, it's not love.
It's not. If you didn't.
And even then, like, that still translates to things now. Like, I would never date someone that would think it's okay to raise their fucking voice to me for minor inconvenience.
Mm.
But people, it has been accepted for so long that that's a thing. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, even now, I don't care if you're my friend, if I'm dating you, my parents, because my parents rarely raise their voice at me, but it's still like, it is what it is. I stop it. And then I'm like, who are you raising your voice at? Bring that tone down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a minor situation, why is your voice coming up 4 octaves? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it literally be the most simplest things. That's like whenever you're at a restaurant or something like that, and there's one thing that's off, and somebody's like, I can't be doing all this. Hold up, calm, be fucked down.
It's just, yeah, like if it's a minor inconvenience, it's like you said, like for your example, in a restaurant, like there are certain things I do and do not like. Like if I order a sandwich of any type, I don't really care for condiments.
Hmm.
I really do not like condiments. So if I know it comes with like mayo, ketchup, mustard, I'm like, can I just get a plain sandwich? If it's not too, normally it's not too much. So that's literally just less work for them. All I gotta do is stack on the meat and the the vegetable and the cheese. They're like, fuck it up. But if it comes me with the condom, I'm like, hey, I'm terribly sorry, but I asked for no condiments and I have whatever condiments on my burger. Is it possible to get a new one? Like, there's no need to be yelling at people unless, like, if they're being rude. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm still not going to raise my voice because at this point, I'm still not going to yell at you. You're not worth that energy.
Mm.
But my tone changes. It's like, listen, I asked you 4 times, and this is the 4th attempt to get my goddamn sandwich corrected. What's going on here?
Like, I will say emotional intelligence is definitely a need. It's a requirement for any person I'm dating, because if you cannot recognize that, oh, I'm triggered by something and identify exactly what that is, but you're like, if you cannot understand that the feelings of irateness and anger that you have is because something that's completely different.
Yes.
That's not dealing with me, then we have a problem, because I don't want to be
here to be your emotional punching bag.
Not at all. Like, I've had someone that I was talking to in the past, the reason why we stopped talking is because they blew up on me because I told them that I need a break. I didn't say I needed a break. I just told them that, hey, I left. I need some time for myself and I'll talk to you later. I just can't talk to you right now because I'm angry. And somehow that transformed into me saying that I don't fuck with you, that I don't
have abandonment issues that they haven't worked through.
Oh my God. Like,
abandonment issues that they need to work on.
Mm-hmm. Like, I got cussed out for just saying I just need time to cool off to drive home. Oh my God.
I've encountered people like that. You tell them, like, hey, I just need this, and they take it 15 steps. Like, oh my God, when did I say all that? All I asked was you to calm down and let me have my moment to work through my own emotions right now. But there are some people who don't understand at all their own feelings, or they're never taught how to regulate their feelings. They're just allowed to be all willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I get, or people need...
Or they're dealing with some past issues that they need a therapist for.
That too. I get some people just don't have that training, which is fine. On some level, it is fine, but there is a point, most definitely your adult ages, where you have to recognize, like, hey, why did I yell at you like that? Where did that come from? Like, have some type of self-awareness about yourself to understand that I may have gone too far. This is going back to like the accountability thing. Like, that is one of the things I need within a relationship. I need somebody to be accountable for their actions and what they say. Like, does this mean that, you know, like, I hate it when people take on that position of blamelessness, that they think, oh, you did me wrong, and that's your thing that you have to deal with, and they don't recognize that the only reason why we got to this point was because of all the shit that you just been doing, and now, you know, you want to put all that I've done, or just this one incident that I've done, and just be like, oh, bitch, you're in the wrong. Bitch, I did one thing and you did 829 things like three minutes ago. Can we talk about those 839 things, bitch? Like,
man, don't bring it back to them. It's like my reaction was towards your actions.
Exactly.
Oof. Oh, it feels like they are the victim and the world is ending. I've been through that. You know what I did? Mm-hmm. Kept my foot right on their fucking neck. I'm like, you ain't about to run from this. Because like, I will literally give people that chance. I'm like, you know what, I am not about to sit here and go back and forth with you for 20,000 years. But if you keep pushing me, I'm gonna ruin your fucking day.
That part.
And they kept pushing. I'm like, bet. There's every minor inconvenience, here we go, we're gonna start from day one. But for some people, some people get it once they experience that change in tone. Mm-hmm. But like I said, like, I do a change in tone. I'm like, listen, we ain't doing this. I can't do this with you. And then you walk away. Some are like, okay, maybe I crossed the line. Let me step back and reassess. Some people you have to bring verbal violence to. I said verbal because I'm not sure what y'all going through. If it reduces to physical, y'all, at that point, there's no coming back. There's no more relationship. When I say verbal violence, I don't mean like abuse. I mean like, we're going to have a verbal argument in a conversation. It's going to be respectful. No matter how much I don't want to be respectful, we're going to keep it respectful though.
No, I get that. Like,
but if you have to step over that line of disrespect for a couple seconds just to get them back in line, I'm sure, Vernon, you have witnessed me do this. I'm like, listen, I'm gonna give you that 2 seconds to correct yourself, or I autocorrect you for you.
Autocorrect, Lord.
I will alt control delete your entire personality in less than 2 seconds if you don't get away from me.
It's like,
because I love Michelle Obama, but I can't do that. When they go low, you go high. No, I'm taking your ass to extinction. I'm terribly sorry.
I'm going to the 7th level of hell and below with, bitch. Don't.
Man, I will take you beyond. If I have to go high, I'm taking your ass to Pluto just to dust you off. I don't care. Look, I am hurting you and your future descendants. You're going to feel like I'm going to hurt you so bad that my handprint will be on your, it'll be the birthmark of your fucking descendants. Don't bother me.
Like, I know I don't mind, you know, taking a high road on certain issues or whatever, and just having a casual conversation about it. But when it comes to a point, like, oh, most definitely, if somebody trying to argue me down, and now I'm like, bitch, okay, we're going to bring this accountability shit into into full spectrum now. They're going to run away. And the reason I say they're going to run away is because they are going to recognize that Vernon is bringing all the facts. He's bringing all the things that's rooted in reality. And Vernon is bringing that accountability language. And if you cannot handle that shit, what are you going to do? Result to your fight or flight. And more than likely, it's going to be flight, because look, we're not swinging hands, because I don't have the time to be swinging hands with anybody.
Listen, if they swing first, I will defend myself, and I will make sure they can't lift a single arm again.
Like, there is a point where I need people to recognize that not everyone fights fair. And on top of that, some people fight in such a way that you will never try to use that as an option again. And I will have to say, Shane, you and I are one of those people, because honestly,
listen, you swing at me. I don't care what's next to me. If it could be picked up and thrown, it's going to be picked up and thrown.
My thing,
I will throw my 100-pound dog if I need to.
Don't be throwing Gianni like that.
Listen. No. Don't talk to me if I'm lopping 112-pound dogs around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who gonna fuck with that? Like, this bitch will throw her dog at you. You damn sure right I will. And then as he's crushing your spine, because he will lay there, because he's a fucking dead rocket base, I will stomp your chest in.
Oh, ouch. My chest
hurts. Listen, I grew up very weirdly, okay? But I also have anger management issues. Do not push me to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been working hard on my anger management. That shit been rough, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. Me and my therapist, she's proud of me that I'm getting into my anger, because some people at work they've been burning. Burning.
Man, trying your patience.
they're trying my patience. I am calling upon deities that I don't even follow for patience. I'm like, please, by all that is holy and sacred and all the other words, grant me this drop of patience to get through this damn meeting.
Girl, I know my sign that it's just time for you to just recognize that you got me all the way fucked up is whenever I turn or look at them dead in their eye and I'm like, "You okay, you're up here with your volume. I need you to bring that shit down. If you can hear
you
me
are
right
here,
now and the way that I am talking to you, and you see that I'm not yelling at you and you continue to yell, this is a thing that you need to work with. I'm not here for that. Bring that shit down, or you can go ahead and go about your business, because you got the right one today, motherfucker. Are we on the same page? Can we talk like adults? Can we talk like adults? Can we? We can't go about your business.
Yeah, somebody will find that being an attack. Like, can we talk like adults? Oh, are you calling me a child now?
Bitch, yes.
Yes, I am. What you gonna do about it?
Are you? clearly, I am, because I'm saying talk like adults, and you're not trying to do that.
So like, I require that also. Like, when I say relationships, I mean like in any type of relationship. I require that with my friends too, because even with he could be like us and our friend groups. We're all extremely close, but we don't all have the same opinions about things.
True.
And we're all able to respectfully get our opinions across to each other. Like, even if we don't agree, like, we can disagree, but it's like, you know what? I see your point. I respect it. Here's mine. We may not agree, but it is what it is. I'm not going to sit there and argue with you and call you at your name. Like, we're able to talk about it like adults and keep it trucking.
Except for if it's something pop culture, because, oh my gosh, we can get heated on those kind of shits. I remember.
Okay. Those are tribulous matters, though. We're talking, like,
it's so much fun, though. Like, so much fun. But, like, I remember it was me and Elena, because she was team Issa, and I was team Molly back in the Insecure days, and she was going all in about how Molly is trash, and I was like, but you have to see what Issa does. Like, we was going at it. I don't know where we were, but we was going at it, and it was great. It was lovely. But in terms of like serious things, I remember when we were having the conversation, I don't know if you were there, but I know Elena, because it was me, Elena. Yeah, I think Shane, you were there. I think we were at that one old school place, that bar that's right next to the McDonald's on Eisenhower.
I remember it was not, I don't think it's there anymore, but I know what you're talking about.
So yeah, we were talking about the R. Kelly situation, and
well,
I was like,
conversation about this all the time though.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know how I feel about separating the, like, just as far as seeing the documentary, but I was like, I don't know how I feel about separating
the artist from the music.
Yeah, and from the music, I was like, yeah, from what I hear, fuck that nigga, fuck him. However, there are so many pivotal memories that I have associated with R. Kelly, like when it comes to the I Believe I Can Fly, that was the song that we sang at our preschool graduation. It was so cute, and all this other stuff. But then, you know, she was like, well, Vernon, I need you to actually look at the thing before you come up to all these conclusions. But, you know, we were having the debate about that on serious issues, but it wasn't anybody calling each other out of each other's names. It was nothing disrespectful. It was all like, hey, okay, I'm trying to get into your perspective on this, but at the same time, here's my perspective. And having these adult-ass conversations, people get onto that level.
Yeah, like there's been several conversations that we've had as a group where some of us are on one corner, others are on the other, and some are in the middle, because they can, like, while I don't necessarily agree, I can also see this point. So, like, but we're able to talk about it like adults and then, like, not treat each other differently because we have different opinions on things. When I'm saying, like, we have different opinions for the audience, we're not talking about, like, serious matters, like, on human rights. Okay. We're all on the same side for that one.
Yes. Yes,
like we're all like people are people. Certain people need to be buried forever. I don't give a damn. Some people just need to be buried under the prison with limestone and lime with ticks. So it's like, you know, like we all have the same opinion about pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone on like on tangents, like our future kids. If we even had an inkling of a thought, we all rolling up.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we're all very much on the lines of, for several things, they're like, there's no such thing as a gray line. It, boom, we're all agreeing on that. It's just, like, on, like, I remember one was, like, when some of the first waves arise about racial tensions. I think we were in college. About like what to call the rioters. Some were like, yeah, we can see why they're being, like, why they can be called thugs, and others are like, I don't believe in that one. So like we're very much on the same line of thought for serious human rights issues. But when it comes down to like personal decisions, that's different. So I think people get it twisted, like, well, if you can still be friends with someone who has a different opinion from you, like that's true. But there's also levels to those opinions. Like if it's a matter on human rights, I'm terribly sorry, but if your friend doesn't support someone just being alive and having at least having protected rights and at least the same freedoms that we do, I'm terribly sorry. That's not your friend.
It's not.
I'm terribly sorry. Now, if you guys are arguing over whether or not guns, like the gun rights, that's different. I'll be honest, I own a gun. I only own one. It's a little handgun, but I keep mine locked away.
Mm-hmm.
The ammo is not in it. There's no ammo in it. The clip's not even, well, not the clip. The mag's not even in it, kind of deal. So it's like, yeah, I do believe in there should be regulations, but I also believe people should own a gun, should be allowed to have a gun, but let's set some limits.
Mm-hmm.
But there are those who believe no one should have guns. And there's the opposite where people like, I want every single type of gun on the planet because I can own one because it's my right. I'm terribly sorry, but who needs some of these guns people are coming up with? What are you fighting?
What are you afraid of?
Man, I understand like hunters have different type of guns just before hunting season, which I can understand because I've hunted before. You do need certain guns depending on what you're trying to do and where you are. But I don't need a military grade rifle to take down a buck.
Mm. You're speaking too much truth right now, Shane.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people are allowed to have varied opinions on things like gun rights and whether or not sex ed should be in school.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, it's not my decision how someone else lives their life. Like, if a parent wants to talk to their kid about sex ed on their own, that is their right. I personally believe that sex ed should be in school, but I can't argue like why it shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, it is that a part of that is what it is. But my issue is when it's religion based or it just doesn't teach any type of information about sex.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Like, so it's like sex ed is needed, but I also question the quality of that sex ed. Because I remember we learned some, like our health class, of course, we learned about the body, but when it came down to sex ed part, actually learn about sexual education, sex health, how to take care of ourselves. It was very much abstinence based. That was my education on sex ed. I learned about the human body, but oh, when it came down to sex, wait till marriage. So like, that's why I question the quality of sex ed. And that's why I feel, and I've seen for arguments for it not being in school, people are scared it's going to be mainly like abstinence based. You're like, if I want my kid to learn nonsense about sex, I'll just let them watch a Hallmark movie.
Don't do that. That's disrespectful. Oh my God.
Or turn on Lifetime, because that shit, I swear, I haven't seen a happy movie on Lifetime in my life.
I don't think they have.
No. A movie that starts off like good, little rough patch in a woman's life, ends good. No, they have to have the most traumatic ass life that only a writer could come up with.
Look, I've learned, I've heard that Lifetime movies are white women's trauma porn. That's what someone told me, and ever since then I'm like, you know what, that sounds accurate. So I'm just
gonna, it's a Colleen Hoover book.
A who?
Colleen Hoover.
I'm gonna have to look them up.
Oh child, let me tell you, her books, oh, they are the most basic ass shit on the planet.
Oh gosh, never mind. I don't need to look her up. I might, because I need trashy stuff.
And you look at those romance novels you made a list about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord, you actually did it. I was asking it as a joke, but okay.
Oh yeah, I looked into some of those. I ain't purchased any, but I looked into a good bit of them. You remember, I looked at all those damn cowboy books and shit, and everything is like times. Cookie cutter. Oh my God. If y'all haven't heard that episode, go back and listen to it. It's hilarious. Like, y'all will be shocked at how many, like, it's branding, y'all. It's the branding for me. But even to go back on to this little, the sex ed thing, and like, for those who do have those disagreements and trying to make it so that sex ed is not a part of schools and they want to be the person to teach the sex to their kids and blah, 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 blah. That is already something that's already in existence. There is literally a consent form that is passed out to every single parent when it comes to sex ed and their child taking those classes. And I hate that. You have, like, they're pushing that narrative that's not,
you don't have a choice.
Like, the choice is always there. Like, even for myself, I want to be the person to teach my child about sex, and I'm also going to let them take the sex ed class. And then we can have further discussions about what they've learned in that class and put everything into context and go a bit beyond that, because, you know, that's the skills that I have, fortunately for me, as well as my future children, if I decide to have some little nicklets around here. But like, you know, how do we get to that point when we're talking about dating requirements?
Well, because there's requirements like being able to have an adult conversation even when you have a varying degree of opinions.
That part, yes, look at that.
It's like, and I find that to be something important in all my relationships. I don't care if I'm like I said, dating and in friendships. At work, I don't give two fucks. At that day, like, you ain't about to get between me and my coins. Once that happens, you and I got words beyond our opinions. Like, if you interrupt me and my coinage, we got problems.
I agree. Bitch, don't be doing anything that makes me potentially get fired. You got it. I like what I do. You might hate yourself. There's like these people who hit me up and just like, oh, let's have public sex. Bitch, no. I need to obtain a licensure so I can make more money and take like this health insurance at one point. So I'm not fucking around with those fuck arounds and end up with a charge on my head because you want to have sex outside. Bitch, no. We're not doing that. Now pick your jaw up off the ground and go find some other basic hoe.
I mean, do they have sex laws for that?
Right, they do. They do. But you know, there are so many people who's just afraid to go out and be seen and all this other shit. Bitch, you are 35 years old. Why you care?
Mm-mm.
Like, okay, my message to any person out there who is not living their happily sexual life right now, whatever the fuck age you are you paying your own bills?
Mm-hmm.
why the fuck do you care what any person who's not paying your motherfucking bills say about how you live your motherfucking life? Yeah. Why? And if somebody is chipping in on your bills, they don't need to know what the fuck you're doing when they're not paying for your shit, okay? Unless, you know, y'all married, and that's a different kind of conversation. I can't.
Yeah. That's far outside our expertise.
Y'all do whatever y'all need to do. I can't help you there. But for those people who are single out here and living, come on. It is 2023 right now. By this time this thing airs, it's 2024, and we're dealing with some whatever the fuck of a presidential election campaign. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. Mm-hmm. Look, Trump might be in jail and like fucking running for president. He's doing whatever the fuck he want to do. Why can't you?
Shut up. But you're not wrong, because I have no idea what's going on with this man. I'm like, isn't he going to jail? How is he still running for president? Wait a minute.
Child, you can run for president as a felon, but you can't vote as a felon. That's the country we live in. Oh my God.
I'm like, wait. I was looking at them like, he's still running for president. Wait a minute. Someone make it make sense.
Child, it's a mess. It is a mess. Look, to be white and mediocre is a great thing. I swear.
I told you I wish I had the audacity of a white man sometimes.
Bitch, I just need that to be. That's the one drug I would do. White mediocre audacity, bitch. I would snort the fuck out of that shit.
Man, we won't even need a lot either.
Girl, look.
It's like, you really think you something, huh? You really think you something, huh?
Girl, just be walking to the job interview. Y'all are going to hire me. We don't know
you. Walking with the utmost audacity of confidence. Like,
when do I start? Oh, I start tomorrow. Thank you so much. Here's my paperwork. Mm-hmm. Here's my thing. I need a W-2. Sign that shit. Here's my salary. I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you know what's also great for in a relationship? Communication. That's a must, though. It I'm like, at my at our age, can you, if you can't say some words in a proper order that make them make sense and clear, what do you want?
Look, if you cannot just tell me what the fuck is on your mind, like, I don't need it to be sugarcoated. I'm 30.
Listen, I don't want the power to mind read.
Mm-mm. I don't. Every time I have the little question about what superpowers you want, I want to fly, teleport, and or to be in control of some fucking water, because, bitch, I'm a water bender and I always have been.
Pisces. I'm an earthbender. I love earthbending.
Oh, yes. I fucks with you, earthbender.
But, yeah, like, I'm not one of them mind reading power. Because I had one time to catch a stray thought, it's on sight.
Bitch, that's why I don't even like you. So you don't like me? I ain't say that. Oh, I read your mind, bitch. So you don't like me? What's the fuck up? Who you like? Who the fuck you like? You like
if you Tyrone? Don't think you like it, say it, bitch.
Who you like? You don't like me? Child. I don't know why I got triggered by that.
I don't know. Because we both know we'd be saying some slick shit in our mind because we don't want to say it out loud.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if someone else was able to read minds and they came with me and were like, are you going to say it? I mean, I can say it out loud if you want me to.
And that's the other thing. If you read minds and you come across a motherfucker like, you know, you and I, Shane, we can and will say it out loud. We're not afraid.
I'm like, what are you going to, you think you punking me?
I do not like you. The amount of people I've told that to their face, like, oh, why don't you like you? There's something about your vibe that just does not sit right with me, and I just don't fuck with it. It might not be you as a whole person, and I just don't want to get to know you still, but, you know, carry on. Yeah. It's something about just being your authentic self. Like, I tell people often, I'm mean as hell, but I'm a very kind person. It's just the way I am. I can't do nice. Niceness makes my ass itch. I'm allergic to that shit.
Mm-hmm. I already said I had one good deed a year. Don't make me waste that good year.
Oh, God. All right.
I really do be thinking it up. I'm like, is it worth that much trouble?
Mm. It's never. So let's transition to a little bit of Never Have I Ever. Oh, and I also got some new questions too.
Oh, it's that damn deck again.
Yes, yes.
Oh God.
So, Never Have I Ever given someone a hickey on purpose.
Have I? No. I think you try to give me a hickey on purpose, but I heal far too quickly for them to stick.
You know, I've had, you know, the neck suckles and all that for myself and never a hickey. And I haven't really tried to give it to anybody else. I don't know. I just never thought of a hickeys as being something that's super sexy. So I just don't. Yeah, I just didn't ever think about it. But how about another one? Never have I ever masturbated while at work or school.
I have.
You say you have?
Yeah.
Bitch, we're going to have to talk about it. And I have.
Who's at work?
That's a librarian, bitch.
Yeah, I'm a horny librarian. Shut up. Oh,
you would love to see it. Yeah.
That's a book. That could be a book.
My outing with the horny librarian. Yeah.
No, this is called The Horny Librarian.
Oh, that's the name of a book, actually?
I don't even know. Let's look it up real quick. It probably right. is.
It might be. It may be because, you know, there's a fetish for it, for everything. If you could have one for a teacher, you could have one for a librarian.
I find a lot of book, not of videos. They put See? Books at, well, The Sexy Librarian.
Oh, that's a book.
It's a series because one is The Sexy Librarian's Dirty 30.
Okay, bitch. Not that they reading you.
Shut up. Shut up. I was thinking, I'm like, man, I turn 30 next month. Literally a month from the day that we're doing this recording. I'm like, ooh. Man, I gotta screenshot this and take it to somebody. That's fucking funny.
I'm done. Yes, Sexy Librarian. You better be a book series.
The Sexy Librarian's Dirty 30. I hate it so much. Oh my God. I don't like being called out like this. I was minding my business.
You know, if there's one thing that the internet's going to do, it is going to be call a motherfucker out to the table. To my the accent. Floor.
You call yourself out. Just looking yourself up sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So for me, I have not masturbated at work, but I masturbated at in the school library, not when I was at Mercer, but when I was a transient student at Augusta U.
A transient?
Yeah. So it was a summer school. So I went there to earn credits for Mercer. So yeah, that's how that worked. But yeah, I was in the library. It was back in those days when Tumblr had all.
Well, the thing is, because transient from how we use in the library world is homeless.
Oh.
Yeah, we have to make it respectful when we talk about certain individuals, we call it the transient community.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, like.
Like they already know they're homeless. Don't rub in their face. They're the transient community. Oh. Man. Motherfuckers out here stealing trash cans nowadays, but you know what? It is what it is.
It is what it is. I guess they need to change that entire ed then.
Yeah, we call our transient community home, like we refer to the homeless community as that.
Huh.
Or the misfortune, like not the misfortunate, the less fortunate.
Unhoused.
Not even unhoused. Because they want to keep it polite and respectful.
Mm-hmm.
So we use like transient or like the less fortunate,
mm-hmm.
but less fortunate also in cases those who live in impoverished conditions.
Mm-hmm.
We're very much about polite and open language in the library world.
I love that.
Because, well, I work in the public sector. So we do try to use more inclusive terms because we service everybody. We can't dictate who can and cannot come to those doors. Like if they break a rule and they get banned, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know these people when they come in. Like, this could be a mass killer. We don't know that.
True. But yeah, it was back when I was at AU, and I was just on the computer doing some homework, and you know, Tumblr used to have all the good porn back then.
Tumblrs.
So I snuck on the Tumblr. I saw something I shouldn't have seen at the library. I knew it was going to come up, but that was like, ooh, a little rumble. So I did a little bit of play. I didn't take anything out. It was more of a like heavy petting on myself. And
you know, it's still masturbation.
It was, yep, it was a good day. It was a good day. I like moved the window like low, all the way to the corner. So if anybody looked at my computer, they wouldn't know what was going on until they looked in the corner. But girl, good time. Yes. Yes, Tumblr porn. Alrighty. So
before Tumblr killed itself.
Right. So this I have to rephrase this question, but it says sometimes in domination submission play, people make short-term contracts that list their desires, limits, safe words, and aftercare needs. What are some of yours?
Like my aftercare needs?
Well, like just your desires when it comes to some kind of kink play, your limits, any safe words that you prefer, and your
aftercare needs. Well, mine is goober.
Goober.
Yeah, it's what we refer to the dogs as. So it's a term, it's like, oh no, we're talking about the dogs. That definitely not sexy. like okay. Bring the dogs into this. Ugh, not sexy at all. At least the same people. But I actually am into choking. Brennan?
Mm-hmm, I'm here.
Oh, okay. He's got quiet. I'm like, oh God.
I was just listening.
Oh yeah. Like I do like being choked, but that's only with in my dating career, only two people have ever gotten to that point where I've expressed that like I like a hand on my throat as I'm getting ready to bust a nut. But it requires a good level of trust. Mm. Like I'm not just gonna have anyone try to choke me out, like But because we do have that agreement, that understanding, and we have a safe word, I feel safe enough where we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
God dang it. But the most part, that is my also doing like, I do like overstimulation at some points, but I also have to be.
Yes.
I have to be careful with that because I do cry.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who if you ever cry before, you know you can't breathe sometimes. So we have to teeter a very fine line. It's like, don't choke me while I'm crying, homie.
Mm. Yeah, I get that.
So it's like, damn, my nose stops up.
And then you choking me. Yeah, that's too much. And most definitely if you have that, you know, diaphragm motion that happens when you cry, yeah, that's
I have asthma. Nope, I ain't trying. Nah,
bitch, you hold up. You got asthma. You getting choked? Why didn't I put that? Why didn't I put that together before this? But I get it. I get it because I too kind of like enjoy a good choke every now and again, but not too much. And I too have the asthmas too. So you know. Yeah, I need to do better. just keep the inhaler around, you know, life is good.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, like for myself, I do like a little bit of pleasure overload. Like let's do like, oh my gosh! So recently, I connected with somebody who enjoys milking a motherfucker and milks a motherfucker very well.
Oh God, I haven't heard that one in a while.
Oh girl, and their goal is to
bring you fucking dry.
Yes, yes. That's
really what milking is.
And I think I made up to like three, like I came at least three times until I was like, I can't no more. Oh my, I was at tap out.
Man, I forget men have a different threshold.
True.
We for do. How many times they can come.
Girl, my max.
Your girl be pushing 10 sometimes.
Bitch, I hate you.
I also have a lot of stamina.
Girl, look, next time like, me and that person meet up, I'm bringing water with me so I can just
Gatorade. Well, I also drink a lot of fucking water. That could be it too. Like,
cause oof.
Like Nate's goal from whenever he needs to, whenever he makes me come and does like overstimulation is, I'm a crier. I do have crygasms, and I squirt. So like his goal is to hit both markers. That's how he claims he did a good job. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm exhausted.
I ran out of fluids.
I'm like laying there wrung out. I'm like, I drank 4 gallons of water. But the crying took it out of me. I'm like, I'm so tired.
Oh my God. I need all the, give me a fucking IV at this point. If we're gonna be doing all this shit.
Nah, I have Propel water packets. Have it ready. I'm like, I need electrolytes. I need electrolytes.
Bitch, I'm drained. I am drained. Look, if you get any more, it's really coming out as powder for real, because I don't know what else is in there. Like, what are we doing?
We're trying not to die is what we're trying to do.
Right. And I know, like, for safe words, I'm moving away from safe words and just going with the color scheme, and okay, just doing like the green, red, yellow, just to make things a little bit easier, just to mention just those a little bit uneasy rather than I want us to stop.
Yeah, so, like there's, what the hell is that? Like there's nothing wrong with sticking with the classics.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you and that person haven't made that connection of like things that really matter to you guys. Like if we mentioned Goober, it's like, why the fuck are we talking about the dogs? Okay, it's a stop.
Right.
And it's like, if I tap the bed 3 times, that means slow down. Or if I'm able to talk, I just straight up say, please slow down.
Mm.
Sometimes I'm like, well, I made this motherfucker stop to clip a nail.
I support.
Oh, listen, he about to cut me up, motherfucker. File that nail down.
I don't know why people just be so accepting of micro tears, bitch. No. Or even a full-on tear. We're not doing that. No.
As soon as I feel a sharp edge, I use my foot, get out of there. Go, file that nail down some.
Like, oh God, like, I'm having flashbacks of trauma.
No, because I've actually been with someone who, like, they didn't realize their nails was longer than they thought. And I'm like, why the fuck does it hurt? I looked at their nails. I'm like, we don't file these bitches. I'm like, you for trying to fuck me up. No. Have me in here in pain later on. I'm trying to use the bathroom. Fuck you. No.
See, that's that shit. This is why. Oh Lord. And I would say, in terms of my aftercare needs, I'm a lover of cuddling, but it depends how close I am to the motherfucker. If we're
cuddles,
like,
are mandatory. I don't care how close we are. You got to cuddle, motherfucker.
Because I reserve that for like closeness. Now there are some people that I've been with just for the sake of cuddling, and we may have done a little bit of something and then cuddle a little bit more. But
like our friend group, we cuddle a lot.
Yes, we are.
Our friend group, we just cuddle. Like there's nothing sexual. We just like to cuddle and watch TV, watch some weird drama series, and talk mad shit about the said drama series.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people be laid on my chest over the years.
Me, your titties are soft, Vernon.
That's what I hear. Well, mainly from you.
I have no shame. I'm like, man, these are soft ass titties. I'm gonna lay here with my blanket. Oh hell yeah! While I'm watching, okay. The last time I did it, we were watching the African.
Girl.
Reality show. I got finished the season. I got like 2 episodes left.
That's season 2. Oh my God, girl. I was almost crying it up in his bitch, and it was still dramatic. And I was just loving everything. Finish that shit.
Like I still love Connie. I'm like, damn, how are you terrible but great at the same time? I love a multitasking bitch. I love it.
girl, like Connie forever gets me. She gags me every fucking time. I remember the first time we watched it. We don't fuck with like, Connie.
Oh yeah, we were like, man, fuck Connie. She's a terrible person. By the end of the season, we ride for our bitch Connie. That random white woman still confuses me at times. Like, girl, if you don't shut up.
Girl, I just be like, bitch, why are you here? Like, I get this to South Africa and everything, but girl, why are you here?
She's not even from South Africa, is she?
Mm-mm. She's giving Hispanic vibes for some weird reason. Like, I like her. On some level, I do love Kaylee.
But like, sometimes she just needs to shut up.
That part, like her and Naked's relationship, I'm all here for. Like, y'all are cute or whatever, but both of y'all are annoying as fuck.
They really are. You have no backbone but likes to throw stones. I'm like, sir, you can't talk shit and hide.
I would never forget when he was like, when he tried to call Connie dickmatized. Is the dick good? It has to be good. I was like, bitch, why are you caring about another man's dick? Because look, honestly, I kind of want to know, Connie, is the dick good? Because come on, girl. Motherfuckers named Vern might want to try some shit. I don't know.
Man, old girl and her baby daddy and that one guy. I'm like, this is the I love me a messy love triangle.
Oof. Child.
I'm like, ooh, this is her baby daddy, and she fuck with his best friend.
Look, and the Diamond best friend and is well Boss aware. Lady.
I'm like, ooh.
And then my thing.
Like I said, I love me a messy love triangle.
So you've seen the new love triangle. I'm sorry, y'all. We're talking about young, famous, and African. If you haven't watched it, you need to go ahead and watch it. But we're going to continue this conversation. But
meh.
Have you gotten to the point in season two where there's that new love triangle with the new girl, Diamond, and Boss Lady?
I think so, yeah.
Girl, that mess is just a whole, it's a whole debacle, and all of it's because of Diamond, and he's doing fuck nigga shit, and I'm just like, why don't y'all
see been doing fuck nigga shit.
Like, but really?
That's all he does.
Like, the greatest thing about watching this show, I'm like, one thing I know when it comes to people of African diaspora, niggas are gonna nig. Regardless of what country you're from, niggas. And Diamond was nigging like wrong. No other nigga has ever nigged before. And I'm like, do y'all not see this?
I'm like, dang, I thought I had some hoes. I'm like, ooh, Africa, the motherland, they're gonna know how to act. These ratchet ass Negroes still don't know how to act.
Girl, I was like, oh, girl, like, this is man, love and hip-hop. Like,
it's love and hip-hop with an accent.
Oh, girl, I love it, though. I love it.
Man, that's the first day. We're like,
gathered.
Man, oh God. Just messy. I'm like, y'all too rich to be this damn messy. Unlike the motherfuckers on Love and Hip Hop, these people actually have money.
Right.
The
one person that really gets on my nerves from their cast is Swanky. I've wanted to be in his corner because I'm like, yes, queer guy, I love you, you're great.
He can be a bit two-faced.
As hell.
Like, I'm sir, just if you don't pick a corner and stick with it.
Like in season one when he just start yelling at people, I was like, bitch, where did this aggression
come from? You're on the train?
Like, who are you yelling at for what, bitch? You yelling at the wrong
motherfucker. I think someone even asked him, like, why are you yelling?
I'm not yelling, bitch, but you are. See, this is why, Shay, they can't have motherfuckers like us on these damn trains when people are acting up like, bitch.
I would drain my cup and throw a glass of ice at you because I ain't wasting the liquor. I will gladly throw the cup. I'm like, yeet. Who you yelling at? If you don't yell, I don't like being yelled at. It triggers something in me where I have to fight.
I'm like, you, first and foremost, you talking to the wrong motherfuckers in this moment. Address whatever shit you have with the motherfucker person you need to address that with, but you got the wrong one right now. Like, but you might have the right one.
Weren't even involved. They're like, I'm just trying to drink my drink. Like, why am I being yelled at? I'm like, you couldn't yell at me if I was not involved. I'm like, hold up. If I'm sitting here minding my business, drinking my nice little fruity drink with the weird ass umbrella or toothpick in it, leave me alone.
And I love, I don't know if this is you've gotten to this point, I like yet Annie. In season two. Oh, I do too. Jesus. Like,
her love life, okay, her husband's a bit, he has the dog in him, but he's a national icon.
Yeah.
So it's like, damn, he has the dog in him, but he's a national icon, but he clearly loves her, but it's like, damn, stop doing our girl any wrong.
She loves that man so much, and I love that she has that strong of a love, but I'm also like, girl, you need to love yourself, because there's a moment where you just need to go ahead and put a nigga in his place, and you keep missing that moment. God keeps presenting the options for you to put this motherfucker in his place so he knows what kind of queen you are, but you fail to do it. You just like, oh, it's okay.
She doesn't do it to the women.
Look. Right. Now, I will say this is another reason why I fuck with Connie, because she gathered that motherfucker. Do you not know what the fuck you have?
Oh, yeah. She had a sit-down luncheon with the man. I'm like, you know how boss you gotta be to have a sit-down luncheon with someone else's husband to lecture him about how to treat your friend in their relationship? I'm like, my friends will do it.
You're right.
We will, like, who are you?
Because what you're not going to do, because guess what? We've been here before you got here, and we'll be here after you got here. Which one do you want? Do you want to still be here or not?
Well, look, we won't fight you.
we will be here to make sure this motherfucker is healed by the time that she's let go of you. So, do you want to be here or not?
Mm-hmm.
What energy are you going to put in? Because, look, we reciprocate around here.
Oh, yeah. I'm very much like, I'm not about to give you falsities. Like, no, whatever you give me, I'm giving you right back. I ain't about to sit here and waste emotion and time.
Not at all.
I'm like, okay, Ben, we gotta end this.
We really do. Because we got another episode to record. And
well, damn.
At least the next one's a lot quicker than this one. All righty.
Hopefully. Look. We two dodos that get distracted by the wind. We ain't finishing that.
if you have not seen Young, Famous, and African, it's on Netflix. Go and watch it. They're not sponsoring this episode in any way, but if they want to, hey y'all, how y'all doing? Fly nigga out. I would love to talk to y'all. Sit down
and talk about every episode. We'll call the whole crew. We'll make a podcast.
Bitch, ooh, that would be amazing. Oh my god,
man, but this listen, man, couldn't stop us. But Connie.
And she didn't shine in season two, which is okay. She just sat back. We're not going to this. Love her still. Love her.
Oh, yeah. She pops like, man, I'm about to sit here and mess with y'all nonsense. There's two active love triangles going on. She's like, nah, I'm not about to get
to that. Connie said, fuck y'all. I got a 15-year-old at home and a husband that gives me the good dick. So y'all got it.
Like, she's like, I'm just going to worry about me, myself, my kids.
And be great.
But you do realize they leave her ass alone, though.
Mm-hmm. Because they know she ain't going to play those games with them.
They leave Connie alone. They do not want that smoke.
And she will always deliver it like a Apache chief.
Man, it doesn't have to be right away either. She got that slow cook. She roasting them.
But anyways, before we continue to go on this tangent, do you have any last words for the audience that you would like to share?
No, just love yourself. Drink your water. Don't take no nonsense.
Amen to that.
Even if you have to be mean about it, don't take no one's bullshit. Because some people need to put in their place for their nonsense.
Always put people in their place. Always. On that note, thank you so much, Shane, for coming on to the podcast. Mm-hmm. To the audience out there, thank you all so much for listening to the Holiloquy podcast, where we step out and speak on sexuality. Just in case no one else told you this today, you are beautiful, you are worthy of happiness and joy, you are enough and then some. You may not live up to the expectations of others, but that is okay. You are only required to walk in your own shoes. May each day you live lead you towards abundance. With that said, love you all, and I'll see you next episode. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Holiloquy podcast, where we step out and speak on sexuality. You can subscribe to the podcast through your favorite podcasting app and find us on the web at www.holiloquy.com. That's www.HEAUXLILOQUY.com. Share the podcast with your friends and join the conversation.